Bring in Joe Fisher, voice of the Commodores, for our daily visit. Vanderbilt and Holman basketball tonight against Illinois, 7 o'clock right here on the Zone. We were dining in Hermitage last night. Look up, and there's some members of the Illinois basketball team in our restaurant.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
They're very interesting in that they're very much like Vanderbilt, a lot of youth on their team, with the exception they've got two quality senior guards and that can run the offense for them. But when you think of Illinois, you really think of defense, and it's going to be by far the biggest challenge for Vanderbilt so far in terms of trying to get their offense going. Illinois has won two games, now granted against maybe some unheralded opponents, but no one has shot better than 33% from the field against them yet. They gave up, I think, 12 points in one half at one time. So this Vanderbilt team had better come prepared to face a tenacious, very good, very aggressive defense tonight, and it'll be a great challenge for these young guys to deal with that for the first time.
Yeah, it seems like Chester Frazier has played for them forever.
I know it. He and Trent Meacham.
Yeah, Trent Meacham's a very good shooter.
Both very good, and so they've got some young guys inside. They've got a 7-footer in the middle. This will be an interesting matchup tonight.
And Joe, also the relationship between Bruce Weber and Kevin Stallings. Very close friends,
yep.
And Kevin doesn't normally play or doesn't like to play his good friends, but in this particular case, they decided to do a little deal.
I think it worked out well for both of them. The timing was right. It's one of those where both programs have young players. Maybe both programs are at a point now where, of course, Illinois had been on quite a run until last year when things didn't go well for them last year, but Bruce Weber sort of reloading a bit with some young guys. Obviously, Kevin doing the same thing. It kind of was the right time for them, I think, to play this kind of matchup for a couple of years, home and home, and so they'll do that. But you're right; it will be interesting just to kind of watch those two kind of go at it, because, as you said, they are very close friends. They talk often, and so it's always kind of fun with that added extra little side story is figured in.
And you look at the key matchup, and as you and Kevin pointed out, I want to see how Vanderbilt's bigs do against Mike Davis and Mike Tisdale. Two pretty formidable big men. Davis averaging almost 10 rebounds a game, and Tisdale's their 7-footer. So I think a pretty good matchup to go against AJ Ogilvie and whoever else Kevin puts up front.
And what you have to hope is that, unlike the other night, AJ, doesn't pick up some early fouls, and Kevin is relegated to having to, do a lot of shuffling around with those big guys. But and this is where, with Chingang being out for the five games or so with the ineligibility, if you will, that factors into the depth as well, because he certainly would have been into the mix to rotate in there. So guys have to be a little more careful.
Yeah, I talked to Kevin Stallings for a few minutes yesterday and asked him about Ogilvie and how much he felt like he had improved over the summer, even from last season. And he said, he felt like he was in a lot better shape athletically. He had certainly improved his game, but did want to see him get off to a better start in the first half, where, in the second half he's played very well.
Right, and that's tended to happen now. And AJ's had several games that, he would get off to a sluggish start and then sort of assert himself later on or make some changes or whatever. And so hopefully we've kind of gotten past that, and we'll see a little more consistency out of him in that regard, because, you guys have seen him. He has the ability to take a game over on occasion. And tonight will be a little different for AJ than it was against Moorhead, because Moorhead, he was facing those undersized, quicker players that just kind of tend to get up under you, slapping the double teams on you and the like. Tonight he's going to be squaring up against guys that are, that are his size.
And Joe, obviously Vanderbilt and Tennessee on Saturday, highlighting two of the better athletes in the SEC, Eric Berry and DJ Moore.
And it's been a mutual respect society, hasn't it?
Yep.
Which I think is good to see. Those guys have both talked about each other in glowing terms, and as well they should. I think you're right. They may be two of the best athletes in the Southeastern Conference. And so much has been made about, what's Tennessee's attitude going to be coming in. They obviously didn't get up for Wyoming. Why would they get up for Vanderbilt? Trust me, they'll get up for Vanderbilt. I don't think there's any question about that. I think Vanderbilt had better be prepared. They're going to get, I think, Tennessee's best game. And Crompton is probably going to start, but I believe B.J. Coleman's going to play. I was talking to Bruce Fowler a little bit about that yesterday. That sort of throws a little bit of an unknown element into it when it's a quarterback that you've heard about but not seen. So I would imagine Tennessee will bring everything they have.
Hey, Joe, we'll let you roll on that. Appreciate the time.
Yeah, and want to mention one quick thing about that game. Coats for the Counties, we had a great promotion a couple of years ago, bringing Coats for the Community Foundation of Middle Tennessee, just encouraging people, go into the closet, grab one of those gently used coats of yours and bring it along, and there will be a collection points at the entry gates. We had a great, great collection a couple years ago and hope to do that again Saturday.
Mark has a couple of hoodies he'd like to donate.
Well, bring them on. I tell you what, it was wonderful a couple of years ago, and it goes out to – these coats go to children in rural counties outside of the Nashville area, and it's really, really a good cause.
Hey, Joe, thank you.
All right, guys.